listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. I'm very excited right now to be diving into another local interview with a personality that you've probably already encountered on social media in one shape or another. Maybe you've seen her in one of our local magazines. Well, you're about to hear her now on radio. And for the longest time, people have been telling me, you need to get Nadia in for a chat on radio, because she's so cool and she's so local and she's like the spirit of the North Coast in many ways. So I'm really excited to have a dynamic business owner, a lady who wears a lot of different hats and can't really be placed in one single box. But Nadia Zietzman is on the microphone with me this morning as the business owner of Hazermark in town, and the coffee lady behind Plato Simbiti and Plato Umhlali, very popular spots. Nadia, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Monday. Hoe gaan het?
Hello, Yella.
I'm so happy to have you in the house, and you're wearing such a nice purple vibe. You've brought the color to the studio.
Matching your aesthetics.
You just knew it, hey? You're very coordinated. You're a very stylish lady. But I want to find out a little bit about you and your passion for real estate and coffee and the North Coast and all of the stuff that I was just saying off air. You seem to have this balance. You've got all these balls in the air, and you're doing it. And you said you're glad it appears from the outside,
right?
That you're winning, but you are winning. So let's talk about this thing, man. When did you arrive on the KZN North Coast? How long have your roots gone KZN for?
So we've been here for around 8 years almost.
Sure.
Yeah, incredible.
That went quickly, hey?
Time flies.
Do you still feel like a fresh arrival in town, or do you feel like a real North Coast local? I mean, do you feel like you've earned the right now to say we are proper people of the KZN North Coast?
Listen, I'm competing against these old boys, people that went to Umhlali. My neighbor, actually, she's my age, she went to Umhlali Prep.
There are these people around, you
Isn't
see.
Isn't that incredible?
Like, you know, multi-generation Umhlali people.
100%.
But no, I think if you've been here for a year or two, you can claim it.
They say double digits.
Okay, well, I think 8's a nice number. It's like...
it's your thing.
88, maybe we're a bit biased, 88 FM here. But hey, listen, no, you're a proper look. Because look, you don't just inhabit the space, you sell the North Coast in more ways than one. You're a good ambassador for this part of the world, as a social media personality in your own right, but literally as the owner of Hazermark. Let's talk about your passion for real estate. Have you always been in the game, or did it coincide with your move to the KZN North Coast?
Listen, this is actually such a God story. We came down for our corporate jobs. MJ got a position. We both worked for a corporate logistics company.
Yeah.
And he came down because he got a position at head office. So I just came along for the ride. 3 years later, from a corporate business analyst position, we bought a property franchise.
So this was completely new territory for you.
Listen, can I be honest? I thought real estate is for retired people that doesn't have anything else to do with their time.
This is going to be an easy side hustle. Let's see how this goes.
Exactly.
But listen, you've driven this brand. The orange logo is now very, very strong on the KZN North Coast, and it's a brand that's got serious history in the South African retail landscape, but hadn't made a big splash, I think, on our coastline really until you sort of stepped up and started waving it. Am I right?
Yeah, correct, 100%. And it's been such an amazing journey. I think KZN, the North Coast specifically, is so beautiful. The people are amazing. So it's actually such an easy sell.
Well, you know what? You say that, but you'll be the best person to advise on how much hard work has to go into to seal the deal. Oh, can you hear the generator in the background? Let me just close the radio window.
Okay, lekker.
Because you see, this is, you know, you've got a bob and weave here on the KZN North Coast. Sometimes the sun shines, sometimes the light strip, sometimes the ocean continues to roll in the background, and so does the radio if you've got batteries. But looking at, you saw an opportunity, you found a good brand to partner with. You've obviously got quite a keen, savvy business sense, because, you know, you spotted another opportunity in what I would have thought would have been quite a crowded arena, that's sort of the world of hospitality, coffee shop. But again, you picked a winner with a great brand, a franchise that you were able to drive and roll out here on the home front, Plato Coffee. How did that connection come about?
That was also a guy that worked with us at our previous corporate job. He was looking for a partner. We were neighbors. I found him a rental across the street from us, and he said, listen, we have this opportunity. Don't you want to partner up with us?
So you see, these are the things, these connections.
And we're like, yes, please.
Well, what did Steve Jobs say? You can't connect the dots going forward, only looking back, you know. And I suppose being in the industry that you're in, you're connecting with people all the time and meeting interesting potential collaborators.
Yeah.
And you've got to stay sort of open to possibilities.
100%.
But
we're not risk averse. We go for it.
I like that. Bold. Go boldly. But what started out as one coffee shop has now spawned another one. And you seem to be on a bit of a roll.
We opened one mid-December at Link Campus as well.
So nice.
A beautiful Plato at Link Campus.
Three.
It is incredible. Yeah.
So you've got like a little mini coffee empire now here on the North Coast. This
Can
is
I
cool.
tell you something exciting?
Yeah.
We have a coffee trailer arriving next week.
Get
so if you
here.
Have events or something, Plato can be on your doorstep.
Wow, you see, taking over the KZN North Coast.
One trailer at a time.
One cup at a time. But it's such a great energy that you bring to all these new challenges that you take on. And look, you've got other hats and other labels that you wear, according to my research. You're a loving wife, mom of two daughters, and a lover of the North Coast. As a mom of two, what lessons do you hope that they learn from watching you lead and take on new challenges and things that you haven't done before, and just, you know, learn as you go? What are your hopes for your daughters?
I hope they see someone that actually crafts. I think it is such a privilege to work hard. And I hope they see that no matter what you do, you have humility. If you make mistakes, I want them to know that you must go to a person and apologize. No matter what position you hold, no one's perfect. So apologize if you need to.
There you go. I think that's a really admirable spirit to move in business and in life with. And there's another thing that I've heard you say in another context, which is doing good is good business. And I think who was famous for saying? I think Raymond Ackerman, Mr. Pick and Pay, was a big believer in that as well. What does that mean to you, that phrase?
I think, not coming from a real estate background, taking the person into account. It's not just a business transaction for me, realizing that sometimes this is the biggest business transaction that a person will do, realizing that this is where people will get married or engaged out of this property that you sell them. This is where they'll have their first babies, or their kids will talk about the birthday and the Christmas parties that they have at this dream that you sold them. So it's taking the person and not the transaction. That is my main drive.
Well, obviously it's been working, and people are big fans of your work. You've got, you know, I'm sure you've got now repeat business from customers who felt like you really saw them as people and not just as a commission, and those are the kind of relationships that people want to form at the end of the day. You know, it's not just a business transaction, it is a relationship.
Exactly.
And we've talked about the exciting things coming out of the world of coffee, but what's on the horizon for Hazemark on the KZN North Coast? Are there exciting moves being made? And are there? How's the stock looking at the moment? That's what I want to know.
Stock is actually quite a bit of an issue currently. We have an influx of international buyers, people from the UK, people from Zim,
really?
People from all over flocking to our shores, saying that this is the best kept secret. If people in the UK or anywhere else is aware of what we have, we have a problem.
Now, this is before, you know, the big international draw card Club Med has even opened its doors. So I can only imagine once that is rolling and there's a regular stream of international feet on our shores, are you predicting that there's going to be a big boom on the property market, the local?
Definitely. We saw it already in the past month or two where record numbers were sold. It is such a lacquer place to be at currently.
So if you've got a spot that you're looking to sell, if you need a dynamic agent to bring it to market and to get to find an international buyer for your your granny flat or whatever it is that you're trying to sell, you should be talking to my special guest, Nadia Zietzman. She is the
Preach.
the head honcho. Can I? What is your official title? The grand dame, the Miss Hazemark in Belita and Salt Rock and the KZN.
That
North
has
Coast.
A nice ring to it.
There you go. I'll give it to you. What's the smartest way for listeners to get in touch and to strike up a conversation or to grab a Plato coffee with you, maybe?
Always available at Plato. You can find me on my social media hashtag is North Coast with Nads. You can contact me via my email there. Send me a DM. I would love to connect with you.
Very cool. Very. I like that you're very active on social. You're very approachable. You're very happy to have direct line to the public, and it's been really cool just having a quick little catch up with you, Nadia. I'd love to do it again, but I'll grab a coffee at Plato.
Yes,
we can have a longer chat. And then we can bring it back to the
Amazing.
Studio. But wishing you a marvelous Monday and a great March ahead. I hope that you get some extra listings, some extra stock from this interview.
Thank you.
Our loyal listeners out there who are looking for top-rated real
estate. Let's go, guys.
There you go. More power to you, and I'll see you for a coffee soon.
Thank you. Can't wait.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Nadia Zietzman, local owner of Hazemark at Plato Simbiti and Plato Mhlali and the new Plato at the Link Church campus.